the Green Shield Canada strike. Let's talk about what happened, what is happening, and how it might affect you if you have any clients with Green Shield or others. My name is Yaffa Sakeja, and I'm the CEO of Benaplan. We are a partner of Green Shield Canada. In fact, we really love Green Shield Canada. We think they've got great software, great products, great people, lots of innovation, tons of innovation on the fraud front, AI innovation. You know, their software is so great that even some governments and other insurance companies literally white label their system through HBM Plus and resell it and like put their colors on it. Like you could do it. I mean, hey, if you want to go do it. Like go call HBM Plus, get a quote. You're going to need a few million of premium to put through. I don't know. I feel like it was all good up until we realized like, oh yeah, they're unionized and unions can strike. And I feel like I took for granted the fact that strikes are still a thing. Sorry. Okay. I'm going to try my best to make this a very fact-based episode. I want to provide empathy for everybody here. That said, I have a lot of angry customers that are like, hello, is anyone alive? Is anyone working? So what happened? About a month and a half ago, Green Shield, it's a nonprofit health and benefits company. And actually, it originally started for being, I mean, we can go into the Green Shield history, but they're always known to be like the Windsor, Big Three Auto, Big Union Shop. Their three largest components, the, you know, auto workers are very much, unionized. It's union town. So Green Shield has Unifor as, their union that represents a large group of their employees. I'm just going to read from the press release here. Fact-based episode. A month and a half ago, they said Green Shield's disappointed by the decision of Unifor locals 240 and 673 to strike instead of continuing to bargain. We remain optimistic that a settlement will be reached through constructive and focused discussions. In the meantime, we have strong contingency plans in place, which we'll leverage to provide essential services. Please note, our call center is closed. However, our online services, where almost 95% of our claims are typically submitted, will continue to be available, will not be impacted by the strike. We encourage you to use these services where possible to mitigate any service impacts. What does this mean for my services? They were saying the Unifor strike impacts Green Shield Insurance, Green Shield Administration Claims Adjudication System, formerly called HBM Plus only. It does not impact Green Shield Health or Green Shield Administration other services, such as benefits admin or TPA businesses. Within the impacted areas of business, we've implemented comprehensive contingency plans, blah, 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 minimal interruption, blah, blah, blah. Sorry, Green Shield, but I'm saying blah, blah, blah. But there's a lot of press release stuff. They say, while we recognize Unifor strike might influence our ability to meet our high standards, meeting the needs of our valued clients retains our number one priority. Got a question, talk to us. 1-888-711-1119, except it's like, is anyone big of a phone? I don't know. I feel for them. I also feel for like union staff or like the members. I never actually blame the members because very often like the union members who were hired, like they didn't individually necessarily choose to have that situation. A lot of people are hired. They're told you have a union, here are your dues, here are your fees. I've never done union decertification processes. I've never done certification processes, but basically you do have to vote. You have to vote as a business, as a company. And then, I mean, the union kind of becomes like its own company in and of itself. Like Unifor is basically like a going concern that probably also cares about its own fees and revenues, but trying to be fact-based, nobody at me. Look, I grew up, different circumstances. My dad actually worked union side. My father worked as a financial advisor for unionized staff that made minimum wage. I remember being a kid and a teenager, actually, like he would be driving back and forth to all of these, cities, like smaller towns in across Ontario that, you know, their plants were closing, they were moving the manufacturing offshore or to Mexico. And a lot of these people were laid off and, you know, tons and tons and tons of people were left with, you know, going from like a really good wage back then, like $20 an hour, $25 an hour in the '90s was like an amazing wage to, sorry, you're making $11 an hour now at McDonald's. And like, that's it. And you're a single income household, finished grade 10, got 5 kids. That's it. Like, so I really, really do feel for the people that work there. And I think if the people feel like they have job insecurity, if they feel like they're not being paid adequately, I have all the empathy in the world for the people who pick up the phones. Like those people deserve the sun, the moon, and the stars. Like every day we should be backing up a dump truck of roses for the people that work in insurance call centers, because, you know, they didn't write the insurance contracts. They didn't write the union collective agreement. They are just like honest Canadians coming to do their job. I do have an issue with striking. I mean, I'm sorry. I know, like everyone's got their own business strategies. I just feel like striking is such an old-fashioned way to solve problems, like especially because, I mean, I'm the CEO of a business. And so I just can't, I don't even know how to say this. Like, it seems so obvious and logical to me, but look, Green Shield is like probably one of the only, if not the only, unionized drug card processor. Sorry, maybe drug card is like an old term. I don't know. I'm like 38. I'm an elder millennial. What do people call it now? Benefits card, PBM. Drug card is like an old word. Anyways, whatever. Like, employers have choice. Employers can just switch. They find that pharmacy benefits management is such a commoditized business, while we try really hard to say it's not a commoditized business. It's special. It's so special. It's green and blue. It's not purple. It's not gold. It's not red. It's green and blue. Like, but I mean, at the end of the day, the owner or the financial decision maker who's looking at the total, looking at the bottom line, is going to be like, okay, what is it costing us? Is it a card? Will it pay claims? Basically the same as before. Okay, then switch. Like, switching is done all the time. 30 days notice. The market is so ruthless. And so while I have empathy that maybe these folks want better pay, better service, better wages, better pension, better benefits, whatever, I just have to say, like, we have really experienced the upset Canadians and customers who have tried to call the call center and they're like, no one's picking up the phone. And all of that energy goes somewhere. That energy doesn't like disappear and go away. People don't have the same kind of empathy for, I don't know, health insurance corporations that I do. Obviously, I'm a health insurance apologist because that's what I do. But like, it's just, it's a tough beat. So, okay, that was the bad news. The good news is that a few days ago, they did come to some sort of tentative deal. As of April 15, 2024, they're saying details of the tentative deal between Green Shield and its workers are being held close to the vest as the union representing workers prepares for a ratification vote later this week. Can we do a rain dance or something? No one really wants to be on strike. When we found out the news, we were excited, said employee Taylor Francis Grant. I'm just reading the press release in Windsor CTV News. Day 46 of the strike, they say, we trust our union, so we know it's something worthwhile. I hope so. I really hope so, because it's just really easy for clients to switch. 30 days notice, drug card, 5% fees, like, I don't know. I don't know, man. Although I do love Green Shield. I love them. They're amazing. Their system is great. Their people are great. Their reporting is great. They are so robust. Their contract is amazing. They're just like fabulous people. I love all my carriers that I deal with, by the way. Like, we deal with a lot of great carriers, but it's tough. It's a tough beat. Unifor Local 240 President Jody Nesbitt says the bargaining committee negotiated extensively through the weekend. They are saying, I know the committees would not be bringing back this deal if we didn't feel confident it met the goals of our membership. Those goals were focused on job security, pensions, and wages. 580 members of Unifor Local 240 and 20 members of Local 673 have been out since their contract expired March 1, 2024. Workers like Francis Grant, a member of the call center, can't wait till Wednesday to vote and hopefully return. Well, it's Wednesday today, so we're going to have to find out what happens tomorrow. There we go. It's like Christmas Eve. A lot of people don't want to work through email, Francis Grant says. They want to speak to a live person at the other end of the line, and that's what we're here to do. 100%. I agree with that. A voice on the other end is all Joe DeTore wants. A resident of New Brunswick, DeTore's 91-year-old mother-in-law is in home care and has a policy with Green Shield. Service began shortly before the strike and payment was denied after workers walked out. If I had the option to just pick up the phone, talk to one of those nice people I talked to prior to the strike, this whole thing could have been resolved in a week, DeTore said. Instead, the former 20-year call center manager for a major bank found himself going back and forth with the company electronically. Last week, the company approved 12 hours of care per week instead of 18. And I'm not even going to bother to ask why it was only 12 hours until I know I can talk to someone. Pharmacies have had to deal with not having a call center to rely on also. You try to call and they tell you there's nobody answering the phone, so any issues involved with the pharmacy, it's great that our patients can now go back to getting things done much quicker, says Rob Modestino, owner of Rob's Pharmacy in LaSalle. Meeting is set up for Green Shield employees Wednesday morning at the Serbian Center following the ratification vote. Dot, dot, dot. To be continued. I mean, it is what it is. It is what it is. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? If you're listening, Unifor, please vote. Yes, ratify it. I promise we'll send you more business, but please pick up the phone. We love you. Love, Yaffa. Thanks for listening. Take care.